Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Fourth and four, they have to get inside the 33 of the Viking. Hurts is back. Hurts looking. He's still looking. Still looking. Leaving. Going down. Going for A.J. Brown. Caught at the 10. In for the touchdown. Hurts to Brown. And Brown fires it into the stand.
Well, big win by the Eagles. And, of course, they got an assist. So, let me just say this.
That a Carson Wentz assist?
Yes.
Dude.
I wonder how many people thought of this phrase, because it went through my mind a number of times yesterday. This is the full Carson Wentz experience on display. Because he did do some good things.
Yeah. Dude, it was the most Carson Wentz game I have ever seen.
Right.
He did some things that five people on the planet can do. And he made some of the dumbest decisions and took some of the worst hits and dumbest throws I've ever... And missed throws. It was like... It was almost as if someone had done a parody skit of what Carson Wentz would play like. It's crazy.
I totally agree. And by the way, one thing that is not a shock, if one quarterback was going to be a plus two and one quarterback going to be a minus two in turnovers.
Oh, yeah.
And I told you, look,
let
me
say this. I bet my life on that going in.
And let me say this. I'm not patting myself on the back because it's not rocket science to say what I said last week. And I was flat out wrong. I thought the Eagles were going to lose to Minnesota. But I did tell you, if Carson turns it over once, Minnesota wins. Twice, Eagles win. And, I mean, Rhea, they were bad turnovers. I mean, let me put it this way. The Jalen Carter thing, that's hard.
Oh, he destroyed
I mean, there's
him.
A guy coming right at you. He's one of the best defensive players in football.
The second one.
And by the way, credit to Vic Fangio, because Fangio drops the lineman. And I also thought of Hassan Reddick in that moment. Like, Hassan Reddick, don't want to drop in 2023. You know what? Hassan, part of the reason linebackers drop in 3-4, first off, sometimes it's dictated by what the offense does and how they position running backs and tight ends. And you got to cover somebody sometimes. But sometimes it's also, hey, I'm bringing dudes and I'm dropping a dude, and that was a Vic Fangio creation, and it created a touchdown. You know, so like I really thought Hassan Reddick.
That's what's
like,
been working against us. You know, that's the beauty of that one. Those pressures.
Yeah.
That's,
no, that was big.
That's what Brian Flores specializes.
I know he
in,
does.
So it's so you know it's just fitting.
But man, was the so if you want to react to the Carson thing, because it was the full. Other than, and maybe he did, I don't know, dorky outfit after the game at the press conference. It was the full Carson Wentz
the
experience.
The intentional grounding was
mind-boggling.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Unbelievable. All right, so this segment right now presented by Paramount Plus. You cannot count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL. To get started. We get started on the phone lines. Coming up in a minute, your calls and reaction to yesterday's terrific win.
Wild Fork Foods has everything you need to serve up your tailgate favorites without breaking the bank. No tailgate is complete without hot Italian pork sausage. Just $5 a pound. It's the perfect mix of bold flavor and just the right amount of heat. Crafted from premium pork and a signature blend of spices with no artificial ingredients, preservatives, or fillers, just clean, authentic flavor. Stock up for game day at one of Wild Fork's Greater Philadelphia locations or order online at wildforkfoods.com for same-day delivery.
All right, highly encouraging win by the Eagles yesterday. And look, it still hung in the balance pretty late. A lot of games do. This one did. But they made the plays down the stretch to pull it out, and that was well done. 215-592-9494. Patrick in Tabernacle right now. Patrick, good morning.
Hey, morning, everybody.
Yeah.
So listen, I thought you were going to play that drop. I kept hearing during the game, Carson Wentz stinks. I kept hearing.
Hold on, here we go.
Carson Wentz is horrible.
Joe,
Carson
every time
stinks.
He did something, I thought of you. I said, I feel like I should have it on a loop at my house.
I know. I was cracking up. I'm just hearing Joe in my head. I'm like, get the hell out of there, Joe. There ain't room for you, buddy.
But, well, yeah, and again, Patrick, as we touched on 2 or 3 minutes ago, the wild thing is he can make some really nice plays. I mean, well over 300 yards passing.
Yes. It's just the talent is unbelievable. And you think, I thought back, I'm like, this guy really. But then you look at him now. And
he takes hits and all that stuff.
Listen, what set me up, I'm so happy today. Thank God for a win. And but I was happy, too, with the Fly guys, man. Like Flyers. Saturday night, they get a win against, Minnesota, and then we beat Minnesota again, so that's kind of cool. But it's just nothing like a win to kind of put, a little wind in your sails here today. So
I'll add this, Patrick. It comes with a little assist from Joel Embiid, who looked...
Oh, boy.
He looked like they got a shot. I mean, look, I tend to think he's going to break down, but that was an encouraging performance over the weekend.
Edgecombe, too, by the way.
Listen,
yeah. Dude.
That guy can play.
Well,
there's no doubt.
I'll have to take your word on it, Joe.
He looked good. He looked good.
Don't ruin my buzz this morning, pal. You know what I mean?
No, I'm trying to give you an extra buzz.
I don't know yet. I'll hold off on that. But seriously, you know what? It's a good win, great win, and I'm a week to week guy. I didn't think we were going to win coming in. I was kind of holding my breath for sure.
Yeah.
But when we win and throw yards and AJ gets the ball and stuff like that, everything's when we're winning, everything's great. So let's just, enjoy it.
I get it, Patrick. Good call, bud. Always good hearing from you. Let's get to Anthony right now in New Jersey. Anthony, good morning.
Hey, Joe, man, you got to stop it, man. What an idiot you are.
Oh, no. Hold on. I'm going to give you one of these. And I'm going to give you one of these.
Take caution in your tone.
No, Joe, what he's saying is don't be this.
Fool! Yeah. All right, whack away, Anthony.
Fool, man.
Go ahead.
Joe, when my quarterback is playing a shell of himself, you specifically come on these airwaves and talk about Jalen like a dog. Y'all talk about Jalen like a dog. I want today to be Jalen appreciation.
It is.
Stop with all the bull crap, what he can't do, what he's incapable of doing, he cannot throw under center. They run his offense
that was encouraging,
a certain way because of Jalen. They do certain plays in the playbook. They throw him out because of Jalen.
Yeah.
He can't throw across the middle. He can't throw on the run. He can't throw on the center.
Bring it, Anthony.
Please stop with all the narratives around my quarterback like he's the only one in the world who can't do X, Y, and Z. Because yesterday, Jalen showed you A, B, and he showed you C.
What a day. We get an Eagles win and Anthony turning on Joe. This is just too good.
I need the respect everybody gives to my quarterback now.
Anthony, let me say this. He's my quarterback, too.
You're not allowed to have him.
No, I know. I'm joking around. Look, Anthony, your points are well taken, man. I got
Jalen,
you. He played tremendous.
All Jalen do is win. All he do is win. Thank Isaiah Rodgers for point shaving yesterday.
Yesterday
he wanted to be an Eagle. Isaiah Rodgers point shave, but it's okay, man. Isaiah, we love you, guy. Hey, and Saquon with the running game. The running game was our bread and butter last year, and to say that it's going to be the same bread and butter again this year is foolish.
I don't know about foolish, but I'll say this: and Anthony, good call. It is concerning, John, that they can't get this thing going. I mean, it's almost half a season, 7 games. I mean, they just can't. They can't run the ball. It's unbelievable.
When teams put. They devote their defense to stopping the run.
Yeah, but it's not that simple. Teams are loading up on the Eagles last year, and they ran right through it. I mean, something is really out of whack with this running game.
Yeah,
it's not good.
The offensive line had Toth at center yesterday.
It's brutal.
Blew up several plays.
It's brutal.
Yeah.
That's
brutal.
A real problem.
Yeah. All right, 2-1.
Again, we need to move Landon to center. We need to get another guard. Or I I don't know the other people. I don't know how much they trust.
There's
the other
kid from Boston College. They drafted a Boston College kid. They could flip him in there.
Someone else needs an
opportunity. I would agree. I mean, let's put it this way. You would hope that Stoutland and Sirianni would say, let's give door number three a chance instead of more door number two.
Can't be worse than door number two.
It's hard to imagine. It's hard to imagine it could be worse than Toth. Sometimes it is. Stoutland's not a dummy.
Jamon Brown played for the Eagles. Yeah.
I mean, Stoutland's not a dummy. So if he says Toth, you know, maybe Toth is the best. But I'll say this, hard to imagine.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Down. Hurts fakes. He's back. He's looking. He is going deep. He wants Devontae Smith. He has it. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Devontae Smith beat Rodgers.
They set that one up perfectly. They bring six offensive linemen on the field. It's a play action to Saquon Barkley. Everyone blocks it up perfectly. And Smitty just outruns the secondary and into the end zone for the touchdown.
That is a 79-yard touchdown pass from Hurts to Devontae Smith.
And it's a perfectly thrown ball by Jalen Hurts. He dropped a dime.
Boom. Yes, he did. Hurts to Devontae, 79 yards. A big one early in that third quarter. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. All right. Do we have to give Kevin Petullo some credit? A little adjustment?
I think so.
A little change? Oh, all right.
Is that what y'all wanted to see?
We all wanted to see. How about this yesterday? So the Eagles called four play-action passes from under center yesterday. They had just done five in the first six games. So in the first six games, five total, so like one a game. They did four yesterday. Hurts on those throws, Hugh, was 4 of 4, 121 yards, and a touchdown. It worked.
Yeah. I mean, and he got the ball out of his hands quickly. I think that's the biggest thing. You know, he was on time. I feel like a lot of the times when he missed throws, it was because he was just a little bit late. But yesterday, he was on point. He was definitely on point.
He was. And look, I think people have been screaming it. Analysts have been screaming it for weeks. Get him under center more. Do a little more under center. You can open up the play action game. And they did it. And it worked. So I think there's probably two schools of thought on this. One could be, why did it take Petullo so long to realize something so simple? But the other school of thought is, he adjusted, right? They used the 10 days. They looked at things. They realized how little they were doing it, and they incorporated it to the game plan. Let's hear from Jalen Hurts yesterday talking about that shot to AJ, and it was that shot to Devontae. And Devontae was the one that was saying, we could do this. We could do it. Let's call it. Here it was.
Yeah, he had a lot of confidence in that look. Had a lot of confidence in that. And,
he was chirping about it and ended up getting called. I'd say a great field by him, great execution from the guys up front, and then great call by KP to get to it.
Great call by KP. So is KP off the hook now? Is Kevin Petula off the hook?
I think the consensus was for everybody to give credit where credit was due, you know, and talk to everybody. Because N'Kobe Dean did the same thing. You know, N'Kobe talked about how, you know, all week long he was taking a lot of heat. He don't listen to a whole lot, but he did hear that and all the other good stuff. So I think it was one of those things where it was a circle the wagon moment. And that's great because they were playing bad, especially when you talk about the expectations which they've heaped upon themselves at the beginning of the season. You weren't playing up to those standards. So, yeah, I think everything was fair and you answered the bell.
I think there is a chance here. Again, I don't know if Petullo's going to end up being a great coordinator, a good one, an average one, or he's out of here in 6-3 months. But there is a chance that he used the extended break, right, from the Thursday game to this game to fix some things. I mean, he is a first-time coordinator, and maybe he's got a better feel for it. I mean, is it a coincidence? We'll find out. But the best passing game Jalen's had in a very long time comes after they had extra time to prepare for this football game. So I liked what I saw at Petula yesterday. The run game is still as going, but the pass game and the way they got to that play, setting it up, it obviously worked. And listened to his players. So good on Petula. In terms of another coach, though, I thought it was a weird day by Nick Sirianni. Look, they won, and ultimately he's in charge of the whole thing. But his in-game decision-making was bizarre yesterday. So first, let's start with this one first. So before the half, Jalen Hurts got sacked. Let me find it. So this is where it was. The Eagles got sacked on their own 35-yard line with 23 seconds to go and two timeouts. And he let the clock run out. Two timeouts, 23 seconds to go. They're on the 35. So what do they need to get in Jake Elliott's range? Another 25 yards, right? Does that put the ball to the 40? Which would set up like a 58-yard field goal? I think that seems like it's you see those field goals all the time now in the NFL. So they basically needed 25 more yards, two timeouts, 23 seconds to go, and they sat on it. And, you know, sometimes you'd be like, all right, well, we can't block. Jalen's not playing well. Let's just get out of here and not have a bad turnover or whatever. But Jalen was playing well yesterday.
So why not take a shot?
Or exactly. Or two shots. You have two timeouts. I mean, you can throw the ball in the middle field.
Especially when the game wasn't decided at that moment. You had the momentum. But yeah, I hear what you're saying.
It was 14-6 at that point. I thought it was very, very conservative.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. Yeah. So
I even went back to look how much time. I'm like, wait, because when I first watched, I'm like, oh, maybe there was like only 15 seconds or 10. Maybe I was wrong. But there, I mean, you have 23 seconds and two timeouts. You could throw the ball two or three times.
Yeah, you just had it. You had a nice little drive going because you completed the ball. Looked like two times to Schmitty, right there.
It was bizarre. So that one I didn't like by Sirianni. The other one, earlier in the game, they went for a tush push on 3rd and 1, and they ended up getting a false start. I kind of wish they ran a real play on 3rd and 1, and then they always have the tush push in their back pocket for 4th and 1, but that was whatever. The other one that caught my attention, again being very conservative yesterday, later in the game, it was 21-16 early in the fourth quarter. They had a 3rd and 5 in, you know, kind of manageable field goal range. And Hurts at that point was 15 of 17, and they handed off to Barkley on 3rd and 5, which just kind of, you know, set up the field goal that Jake Elliott missed. But I don't know, Hugh, you have a quarterback that is playing one of his best games. It's 3rd and 5. You're not running the ball well.
Let him do his thing.
Let him throw.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't understand that either. Because even in that sequence you're talking about before the half, took a sack in that sequence. So yes,
and there were two timeouts left.
yeah. Let him cook.
Yeah, I thought it was a very conservative day by Nick Sirianni. So much to the point where late in the game, like the last drive by the Eagles, I wonder if he would have been as aggressive if the Vikings had scored a touchdown on the prior possession. Remember, that was the one where Hockenson caught it and then they overturned it.
Yeah, they overturned it. Right, like a catch to me though.
I thought it was a catch at first, too.
That was a hell of a
play. I thought
it
was. Well, they called it a catch, and then they overturned it. But so if Hockenson had caught that ball, it would have been a 3-point game or a 2-point game, depending on the extra point. I kind of wonder if Sirianni would have ran the ball three times, made the Vikings use their timeout, and punted the ball away instead of being aggressive and letting Hurts throw on third down and ultimately, you know, to finish the game there with the shot. I don't know. But I thought it was a weirdly conservative game by Nick Sirianni, considering how good his quarterback was playing. 215-592-9494. Let's talk about it. Eagles win 28-22. Jalen Hurts. Let's just say it again, just because we don't get to say this very often. 19 of 23, 326 yards, 3 touchdowns through the air, and Hugh Douglas, a perfect passer rating.
Banner day.
It was absolutely a banner day. What'd you feel as you watched it? Was it a finally or an I told you so? Well, it was a finally for me. Hugh Douglas claims it was an I told you so, but we don't really believe him on that. Chuck in Mount Airy's up. Hey, Chuck.
Chuck. Yo, Gillio, what's the dealio here?
Hey, what's up,
Chuck,
man?
What's up?
Hey, man, let me say this, man. All y'all boot-licking Jalen Hurts fans is calling up peacocking because he threw for 300 and some odd yards and 3 touchdowns. Well, it's about damn time. That's what we've been waiting for. You know what I mean? It's 8 in the box. You know, Jalen's going to have open, you know, A.J. Brown and open Devontae Smith all day long for those long passes, those deep bombs. You just got to get the ball to him. So, you know what I mean? Everybody's peacocking. Let's see him do this consistently. If he does this consistently, we ain't talking about the defense struggling. We ain't talking about the offense struggling. We talking about the quarterback man up for MVP and the team, you know, possibly going to their second Super Bowl in 2 years, back-to-back Super Bowls in 2 years. So, you know, hold on the peacock and hold off, please. You know what I'm saying? All the Jalen Hurts lovers out there, we all Eagles fans, okay? Let's get that straight. And he wouldn't be able to do that if that offensive line didn't step up yesterday and block in the pass. Passing game. Now, they were great, you know, blocking in the passing game, giving them time to be able to, you know, find those open receivers. And number two is, I challenge anybody to go back and take a look at Saquon, you know what I mean, and how he picks up blocks on blitzes. You know, he does that better than anybody in football. So, and then the defense, you know, holding the team to 3 points opposed to touchdowns until your quarterback gets going is huge. So I just want to say this, right? Everybody out there, they want to see Jalen, you know, do well, or, you know, bragging about him doing well now. Let's see him do this every week now. You know, because the thing about it is this, right? We don't have to worry about an edge rusher. We don't have to worry about any of that if you get up on teams. And and the thing about it is with Kevin Petullo, he's going to be, he's an excellent play caller. He's his first year. And I think that he's going to be a head coach. I think the world of the guy. I tell you one thing, though, right? Jalen just got to complete the passes and deliver, you know, what's on the menu. And that's it. You know what I'm saying? He needs to just play point guard out there. And as long as he's doing that, getting everybody else involved, then we should be fine. You know what I mean? And listen, the ghost of Saquon is allowing the passing game to get off. All he has to do is complete the passes. The game is to stop Saquon Barkley. It's not that hard. It's not that difficult, man. You know what I mean? So that's why we get on him the way we do, because we've seen this in him before.
And we know with these receivers, the pass game should be good. I mean, it should be good. Now, look, and Chuck, good phone call, man. I don't need Jalen Hurts to lead the NFL in passing yards. It's okay. Like, if we get up on teams, we can run the ball. We've seen that many years with Jalen as the quarterback. I don't need the volume of numbers every week in terms of passing yards. But I need efficiency, and he did it yesterday. And to speak to Chuck's point on there are throws there, if he hits them, they're going to win. You know, for as much as Petullo's gotten crushed, if Jalen Hurts connects with AJ, remember the play 2 weeks ago where AJ looked like he stopped?
Yeah.
Right? If he connects
we only lost one game.
Right. If that play connects, he's over 300 yards against the Broncos. Last week, he was at 283, and he missed Devontae deep, right? So that would be over 300 yards. And then yesterday was 326. They hit everything. So the passing game, 3 straight weeks, was this close to 300 yards each time. I mean, obviously, there's something that is working play calling wise, and we have the receivers, so we know it's there. They just have to do it at a semi consistent rate. And Hugh, you've been saying this for a while. It makes me wonder now: is this going to help the run game? Like, it's 3 straight weeks where the passing game is getting guys open down the field, right? They're this close to 3 straight 300-yard passing games. You think this is going to back defenses off?
Yeah, it's going to have to, because if you're but you got to win. You have to win.
Yeah, and they only won one of those games.
Because
yeah, right.
You even look at, excuse me, you look at the game this week. The Minnesota Vikings, they still kept it close. They still were in striking distance, yep, of taking the lead and getting the win. You have to be more efficient in the run game. You're going to have to throw the ball so much that people believe that you can beat them throwing the football. That's kind of where it is, because as a defender, you know, you know where your bread and butter lies. Your bread and butter lies with Saquon running the ball. Even though, you know, the offensive line is a little bit more banged up, you still know that he's a legit threat to run the football. So you're going to play the run. You're going to play to stop the run every time. So well, you have to throw the football.
Yeah, and look, that's the way teams are playing them. Now we'll see if teams start to adjust. Because the passing game has been better. It's gotten incrementally better the last few weeks. If it continues to, they're going to have to honor that more than they usually do. Sports Talk on WIP presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Junior in Texas is up on WIP. Hey, Junior.
What's going on, guys? Happy Victory Monday.
Big day. You know, great day. What's up, Junior?
I'm tired of two things, guys. I'm tired of people pretending like Jalen Hurts is some limited passer, like he needs his hand held. We all know what he is. He's a great quarterback. He's a top quarterback. And we just saw him put the entire team on his back against the number one pass defense in the NFL. I don't want to hear any Jalen Hurts slander for the rest of the league, rest of the season, if I'm being honest. And the second thing, I'm tired of Kevin freaking Petullo. And here's why. The play structure is still out of whack. That fourth down touchdown to A.J. Brown only happened because the offensive line gave us like 10 seconds to throw and A.J. ad-libbed on it. All they did was run curls again out of that 2x2 set. And it's the most frustrating thing to watch Kevin Petullo try to scheme things up because all they do is just run curls, out routes, and it's the worst thing in the world. I'm fully out on him. I'm tired of them making those bonehead decisions on third down. You have third and five, and you decide to dial up an inside zone to Saquon.
Junior, let me jump in. I didn't like that either. Actually, I hated that one, considering the way Jalen was playing. But I can't take the head coach off the hook on that one. I mean, he could say, let's throw the ball here, and then Kevin will call a play. Now, he'll call a pass. Now, it might not be a great pass design, to your point. But that's Sirianni's got say on whether they run or throw on that third and five. That felt like – I thought Sirianni was conservative all day with those kind of decisions.
And you're absolutely right. You know, he's been really timid to kind of start the season, and I'm not sure if he's trying to put too much on Petullo's plate and take some of his off. I'm not sure where that disconnect is, but they really need to get that together because those calls on third down were – they're conceding on drives or they're conceding before the half and they don't really know what they want to do and they kind of just let the clock run out. It's going to hurt us really big later on down the line, and that's something that they really just need to get together. Be aggressive or don't, but actually decide beforehand. Don't let the clock run out in the game.
Well, yeah, and trust your quarterback. And Junior, appreciate the phone call, especially on a day he's playing well, right? And look, there's the Jalen thing. If he plays well, everyone's going to praise him. If he does it, the criticism will come back. We know that, Junior. But yesterday, Jalen was playing well, right? It was pretty obvious from the jump. Jalen was kind of in.
He was on point. He was locked in.
Yeah, I think in the past we've compared him to like a 3-point shooter in the NBA. Mm-hmm. He was hot yesterday, right? He had his shot. He was feeling it yesterday on his throws. So I just thought Sirianni was super conservative. I do blame him on a 3rd-and-5 give up run before a field goal. Also,
that was insane.
It was crazy. And then Elliott missed it, which made the whole thing look worse. Also, that first touchdown, the 4th-and-4 bomb to AJ, they ran it on 3rd-and-13. Does everyone remember that? They set up that play. Now, Saquon happened to get 9 yards on a run on 3rd-and-13. But think about where they were. I believe they were at midfield running on 3rd-and-13 in the first drive. I think they were giving up to punt. Right? Like if Saquon only gets 2 or 3 yards, which.
Then they're putting it in punt.
They're punting.
Punt position.
Yeah. Right? It would have been a 4th-and-10.
Mm-hmm.
They're at the 47-yard line. I don't think they're attempting a 65-yard field goal in the first quarter. They're punting. So that the only reason that first bomb happened is really because Saquon bursted 9 yards and gave them a shot at the 4th-and-4. That was also weirdly conservative by Sirianni. Mike in Medford is up. Hey, Mike.
Mike.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey, Mike. What's up, pal?
First of all, Prince is one of the most overrated musicians in the history of pop music, so I just want to throw that out there.
Wow, he's with Kyle on this one.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Now, do you like Prince less as a musician because of what happened with your personal life?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I still like Prince.
Oh, okay.
I thought you meant Mike.
No, you could separate the music, yeah. Hugh, from
no,
what
Prince,
happened.
No, Prince is a hell of an artist. Mm-hmm. Prince has put,
Prince
like,
touched me when I was a kid.
Wait, all right.
All right.
Mike?
Yeah. No, thanks.
Yeah.
No. I'm sorry.
It's weird. Made it weird.
No, yeah. So, yeah. Over with it. So, I'm not going to apologize to anyone. I have always been one of those, quote unquote, everyone would call me a hater, but I'm not a hater. I just don't understand why How and It Told You So can happen when you have one good game every 7 weeks.
I mean, that's why to me the hotel Dussault don't work, because otherwise you just, it's like a, you just say it every week, and then the once every 5 weeks it happens, or 6 weeks or whatever, then you could say I told you so. It doesn't really work like that, but yeah, what am I supposed to do?
I mean, yeah, and it's exactly, we're all fans, we all want him to see, you know, to play great, and we know what he can do, we just haven't seen him do it. And then the I told you so say, I know what he can do, and you all just need to shut up. And it's a bit infuriating.
Well, so I think with Jalen, and Mike, appreciate the phone call. With Jalen, it feels like when he doesn't play well, people hear that some don't think he can play well. When that really is, for me, that has not been the majority of people in a long time, Hugh. Now, you get your stray every once in a while, like, mm-hmm. he's a fraud, he stinks, he can't play. But that's, I would say in the fan base, that's the minority, right? Most Eagles fans that we talk to every week, we all agree he can do it. He's done it many times. And
it's just been inconsistent.
Right. And so then the discussion and the confusion and the frustration becomes, why is it another month go by before we see a game like this? I don't know the answer. But the better if he plays like this, it can make up for a lot of things. They're still not running the football. They're still not getting a great pass rush. They have a second corner that is just a disaster. Whoever it is out there can't cover anybody. So, but isn't that the NFL? If you get great quarterback play, you make up for a lot of things.
Yeah, you do. And it helps everything. And I think that to help Mike out, well, first of all, it doesn't help when you call in and say weird things.
Yeah, that was
to start off conversations.
We don't move on.
Yep.
And it does, that doesn't help. But it's when you try to me, when I hear some people, not all people, but it's almost like, You try to strip down what he's already accomplished. He's accomplished a lot. And you try to take that away from him to validate him being this, that, or the third. And that's why I think it's not fair. It's always fair, Joe, and we have these conversations every day. If you want to talk about Jalen's inconsistency, that is fair. Because to a man, he hasn't been consistent. And even when Creepy Mike called in and talking about, you know, Jalen being, you know, doing it every 5 weeks, that's even fair.
Yeah, it is.
But when you try to call in and strip him of everything that he's accomplished, that's where I don't think that's fair. That's almost like saying, you know, the fact that BG had one of the biggest plays in Eagles history diminishes the fact that he had a rocky start as an Eagles pass rusher when he first got here.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? So that's what it is. That's what I hear. Because nobody talk about BG like that. The only thing we remember about BG, and he's been a phenomenal player, played 15 seasons, but nobody talks about his rocky start and how they try to run him out of town.
Yeah, you know what it is? You are what you are at the end of the day, right?
Yeah.
It all adds up to your career. It all adds up to the player you are, right? There's ups, there's downs. It's like in baseball. Like, there's plenty of guys that get hot for 3 weeks, but at the end of the day, if you're a 240 hitter, you're a 240 hitter. And if you're a 300 hitter, you're a 300 hitter. There's differences there. And Jalen, and the part that yesterday both is exciting, and then it also makes you think, like, why does it take so many weeks to do this again? We have the receivers. I mean, like, I actually think at times we underrate how good of a player Devontae Smith is. Devontae Smith is awesome.
Phenomenal player. Most decorated receiver in the history of the game, ain't he?
Well, what are
you talking about, from college in the pros?
Heisman
and all that?
Championships. Yeah, all that. I mean, he's awesome. I think because of the way the Eagles play, they've been a running team a lot his time here, so his touches are limited anyway. Jalen runs a lot. That takes away some chances. And then they put AJ in the mix a couple years ago, right? So another player that's a little bit better than him is on his own team. Devontae Smith is an awesome player. Like, they have two awesome receivers.
No doubt.
True number one in AJ. And I don't even know how we rank Devontae, but if he's a two, he's as high of an end of a two as there is in the NFL. Like, they've got plenty here to throw the football. David in Westchester. What's up, David?
Hey, Joe. Hey, Hugh.
Great. Hey, David. What's up?
I'm actually ecstatic since, you know, this month of just dismal sports play. Yesterday was a great win. But what I want to ask is, do we give credit to Kevin Pultullo, even though I've been ripping him for the entire season?
Yes.
You can.
I think he deserves credit after yesterday. He adjusted. They had different things in the game plan. Three straight games, if Jalen hits a couple of shots that they missed, it'd be 300 yards in three straight games. They're moving the ball pretty well right now through the air.
Okay. So what? How do we fix this running game then? You got any thoughts on this? You're an offensive-minded juggernaut.
Offensive-minded juggernaut. I'll just go back to how defenses would attack the Eagles. Like, the biggest thing is, David, is they don't respect the run right now. The run is not being respected. I mean, excuse me, the pass is not being respected. So in order to make them back off and play the pass more, you have to throw the ball more. That's my simple fix for it. And when you do that, then you fix the running game. Because a lot of times when I see Saquon Barkley run, he had some tough runs yesterday, but they're getting penetration in the backfield before he even get going. And a lot of times as a defender, when you got a big running back like Saquon Barkley, you try to make him move, like you make him move more in the backfield than he wants to do. There's a lot of times where I saw like the first guy goes through the line and he penetrates and he takes a shot at him. So then Saquon Barkley has to adjust his route or whatever, his running route, and gather himself. And then that's when the other guys are coming in. Basically, they're gang tackling him. You know, they're told to, if one guy takes a shot, then the other guys have to come in and try to tackle him as well. And that's where he's getting bogged down a little bit.
So are they overwhelming the offensive line? Or
They're just straight run gaps, straight run blitzes. They shoot gaps. And guys get penetration, and then other guys come and see that, and they're bringing it. Because I saw that yesterday.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They got to cut those guys, right?
Yeah, well, they don't try to cut them.
Yeah, anymore, no, I mean, not like cut block.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean. Get low. David, good phone call, man. I mean, Hugh, that's the thing with the whole – every week it feels like the same thing, where teams are daring the Eagles to beat them through the air.
Yeah,
right?
And that's what – it's going to be that way until you do it consistently.
Right. Because Jalen's had plenty of games where he's shown he could do it, but that hasn't stopped defense from playing him this way.
And I go back to that Denver game, and it feels like, because even Minnesota tried to do it yesterday. Keep the game close. Keep it close and try to win it in the end. That's the formula right now.
Well, yeah, in that game, as much as it felt like the Eagles were in full control, when Minnesota got scored one last time, I was like, man, we need some first downs here to seal this thing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, we are back. It is a Chickies Monday on the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, we needed a win. They gave it to us. Your thoughts, sir?
Victory!
Oh, wow. Wow, you are cooked.
You want to do it again?
Play the song.
Well, he's going to give us the woo.
Play the song.
Woo.
He's dying.
Fly, Eagles, fly on the road to victory.
Eagles fight. Score a touchdown, 1, 2, 3. Hit 'em low, hit 'em high, and watch our Eagles fly. Fly, Eagles, fly, on the road to victory. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Dude, we didn't do victory for 2 weeks. You act like it had been years.
I thought it was just like riding a bike.
I got to apologize.
You told me for the show you were loose.
I got to apologize to everybody for that. I don't know how to explain that. I don't know what happened.
Well, it's our first victory in the seats. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe you can't be like, yeah, I think so, yeah. Because we weren't here 1 week, and they've lost for 2 consecutive weeks.
Okay.
You know, so I think this
maybe
is the first one we've had with you sitting back that way. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, where we are on Mondays.
That was bad.
Jordan Mailata show will be at 6. The Players Lounge will be at 7 with Landon Dickerson.
That was not intentional, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
That was not intentional.
We know the Bronco wasn't talking.
Well, Ike, as I said, we needed a win
badly,
and they gave it to us.
Well, listen, we needed that yesterday, and whew, man, we needed that victory in so many different ways. It wasn't a perfect game. There's obviously still some things they need to work through and get better at. I mean, we went through that period on offense for about a quarter and a half where we didn't get a whole lot done. You know, we got the pick six that put us up 14-3 or what have you, and then we didn't score again until the Devontae deep pass in the second half. So there's obviously some things they still can get better at, but the thing I want to take away from the game yesterday is that the ability to make created explosive plays were there yesterday. And Jalen's accuracy and touch was much better yesterday. We've seen him miss on a couple of passes over the last couple of weeks that he'd like to have back, especially the one to Devontae Thursday night versus the Giants. Sure, he wanted that back. Well, he got a chance with it yesterday. Cleaner pocket, made a great throw. Devontae was able to run under it. And that, along with some other plays, listen, the A.J., the first touchdown to A.J. where he's improvising and he's directing A.J. to go downfield. And he drops a dime in the basket to him for a touchdown. That was obviously a great throw. And then the skinny post up the numbers to A.J. for his second touchdown. That's the type of confident, anticipatorial throw that a lot of people talk about Jalen needing to do a little bit more. I thought he showed that throughout the game yesterday. Need the running game to be better. But if I'm looking at this offense, right, and I'm saying to myself, we're struggling to run the ball, so we need our passing game to be more emphasized in the offense. We need explosive plays there. You got to be happy with what you saw yesterday. And it's been building a little bit each week, the last several weeks. And yesterday, I just thought his accuracy and touch and decision-making was almost perfect. It was almost perfect yesterday, and that's why the passing game looked the way that it did, right? Like, that's why the passing game looked the way that it did. When the opportunities were there, he seemingly took advantage of them.
215-592-9494. Look, I think that game was a must-win of must-wins.
Yeah.
You have no idea what happens to the rest of the season if they don't win that game. And you said it, too. The running game was not there again. The defense was giving up yards. They got a couple of turnovers, but giving up yards. And the team badly needed Jalen Hurts yesterday, and he came through. And from a passing standpoint, from simply a passing standpoint, that was as good as I've seen Jalen Hurts play at least in the last 3 years. You know, from a passing standpoint, because it wasn't. Look, and as the team evolves and as the offense evolves, I'm sure we'll see different things. Mm-hmm. But I think the thing that was most impressive yesterday was the way that he handled himself on so many of those plays. Because there were the ones, like, you know, the play-action pass to Devontae was a beautiful pass. But there were so many of the plays yesterday where he had to buy a little bit of time, mm-hmm. and he was on the run. And there were plays where he was within –
an inch of getting sacked and losing 8 or 10 yards, but he was able to get out of it. He threw on the run. He, to your point, he took big shots and he put those ball, he put those balls exactly where they needed to be for AJ, for Devontae. That third down toward the one on the sideline to AJ,
yeah, going up to the right, sideline. Yeah,
third and 13
was beautiful. And dark. The play that iced it, when Minnesota, you know, I get, they must have blitzed because there was somebody in Jalen's face right away, but he let that ball go and AJ caught it and it iced the game right at the end of the game. He only threw 23 pass attempts, I think, mm-hmm, total. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that was a big time game from Jalen Hurts. It wasn't a playoff game, but in terms of the trajectory of this season and the way that it could go, if he does not play that way in that game, they don't win that game. That's it. And there are so many games, honestly, where I will come back here on Monday and say, hey, look, he didn't really do anything. That game right there, that game yesterday, they don't win that game if Jalen Hurts doesn't play the way that he did. And his ability to not be affected when things go wrong, or he is unaffected by his poise, his composure in these games showed yesterday, because there were a lot of those plays where the play was not there right away. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting back there and I'm going, oh my God, he's going to get sacked, or oh my God, you know, we're going to wind up with a turnover here. And we didn't. He played perfect. That wasn't just a quarterback rating perfect game. That was a, for the Eagles, needed Jalen Hurts. And Elliott said it last week. Every once in a while, if you're going to be this guy, you have to put the Superman cape on every once in a while. And I thought I
didn't even think that was a Superman cape game.
Really?
I didn't.
Oh, I did. I felt that way watching it. Maybe. And look, you honestly expect more out of him than I do. So maybe it's just what I expect I'm getting to what I'm getting. But you really saw, and this isn't to take a shot at Wentz, but you really saw the difference between when you get rattled and making a play that can lose the game versus, because, you know, Carson put up a bunch of numbers yesterday. There were a bunch of yards there. Yeah. But I thought that game was about more than yards for Jalen Hurts. I thought it was about more than touchdowns. I thought it was the team just needed him to be big. Yeah. They couldn't run the ball. They couldn't stop the Vikings. And he went in there. I thought he played a great game.
Yeah. And listen, not turning the ball over has always been his calling card.
Yep. Like,
that's his calling card.
Yep.
He doesn't usually put the ball in harm's way. Sometimes it's to the detriment of the offense where he won't take a chance in throwing the football, but he usually doesn't turn the ball over in critical situations, as evident by his one interception and 300 and some passes over the last year and a half. But the timely throws, the big third down conversions, his ability versus the blitz, recognizing, you know, Brian Flores is one of the best coordinators in football, particularly when it comes to devising schemes that are based around simulated pressure and confusing quarterbacks. Well, Jalen, for the most part yesterday, was not confused. And when he did have to hang on to the football, he hung on to the football and didn't put the ball in harm's way. But I also want to give Kevin Petullo some credit, because everybody seemingly, when things aren't going well, they want to blame the offensive coordinator. I think you noticed some things differently about the offense yesterday. A, they came out committed to the run, even though it wasn't necessarily producing a ton of yards. I think 8 of the first 10 to 12 plays were runs.
Well,
and that's showing a commitment to the run.
And that was that first drive. It was an 8-minute drive.
That
was probably their best drive of the season so far.
Yep.
And it was because they stayed committed to the run.
They stayed committed to the run. They also, Spike, because they stayed committed to the run, could get under center and play football from under center, play action passes. These are the things that we're talking about when we talk about things that need to be incorporated into the offense, and that Jalen has to be comfortable with these things.
Yep.
You got to get comfortable with the uncomfortable. So, yeah, if that means getting under center, running some play action passes, things of that nature, guess what? It's going to help you out in the passing game. The middle of the field was open to him. I mean, my goodness. It's a slim reaper. Like Jalen's going to get a lot of credit today, and he should. He's a quarterback. But the slim reaper was a monster yesterday.
He's been a monster this season.
Monster yesterday.
Yep. Yep.
Stepped up big time. Big time. Dude does not drop passes, makes big catches, take big hits across the middle of the field, knows when to come back to the football, usually catches the ball with his hands. I mean, how many safety valve throws did he make? I mean, catches did he make from Jalen escaping the pocket and then finding Devontae Smith? did that several times yesterday. Just want to give Smitty some love, man.
He was awesome yesterday.
Awesome yesterday.
Best day of his career. Statistically, best day of his career.
189?
Yes. Yeah. 215-592-9494.
That's what we're talking about. We're talking about the passing game.
Yes.
That's what we want to see.
And it was only 23 passes.
Nothing wrong with it.
Yes. Yeah, pass the ball.
I need to see it more.
And this should.
It's okay.
215-592-9494. One more point.
We can't run the ball, Spike, this year. I'm sorry.
Well, I've
love Saquon. I don't know if it's him or the O-line. I just know we can't run the ball very well.
A little bit of both. Yeah. I'll get to that in 1 second, right after I tell you about
the ball.
Bradford White. Bradford White makes water heaters, not just water heaters that are professional grade and built to be the best in your home. What do you expect out of your water heater? Reliable hot water, right? It's pretty simple.
Yep.
Bradford White does it better than anybody else. When you go to get hot water out of your sink, when you go to get hot water out of your shower, Bradford White is going to deliver the performance you expect and the performance you deserve. Not only reliable, going to last a very long time. When you replace something like that in your home, water heater, you don't want to have to worry about it for a long time. Bradford White water heater is going to last longer than anybody else, whether it's your home, whether it's your office, whether it's tankless, whether it's tank. Bradford White, built to be the best. So when your water heater is, when it's time for a new one, I want you to remember those two words, Bradford White. Ask your plumbing professional about Bradford White or go to bradfordwhite.com to learn more and find a pro near you. Real quick thing on the running game, and I agree with you, but what a game like yesterday can do is if your offensive line isn't quite as dominant as it was last year, if your star running back doesn't quite have the pop that he might have had last year, your ability to throw the ball like that is going to open things up for them in a way that they have not seen in a very long time.
Don't get those people out of the box.
Yep, and you'll have – You know, we've been saying we wanted to see the effect of what the NFC Championship game and more specifically the Super Bowl could have on the offense. Well, that game yesterday for Jalen was probably more similar to the Super Bowl than any game that we've seen.
Sure.
And look, if we can do that when they're putting all those guys in the box against Saquon, maybe it makes things a little bit easier on the offensive line to run the ball in coming games. Maybe it gives Saquon a little bit more space for a guy who, look, maybe he doesn't have the same sort of pop that he had last year, but if he's got more space to operate, he's certainly better than most of the running backs in the NFL, even at this level.
And he's certainly better than a damn 3.3 or 2 a yard per average carry that he has this year.
Yes.
He's better than that.
Yep.
You just got to get some of these people out of the box, and that's what the passing game is eventually going to do. When you have explosive plays like that, the defense has to respect that.
Yep.
So I'm looking forward to coming out of the bye week. Got to take care of business Sunday. Not looking past the Giants. They better take care of business Sunday. But they got a bye week after that. But if they come out and throw the ball well Sunday, that's another game where the defense now has to account for your explosive offensive weapons on the outside. That should open up lanes for Saquon to run. The second half of the season.
And we'll have all week to talk about Sunday. I know this team is defending Super Bowl champions and they have bigger things than the Giants, but that game on Sunday is – that's a revenge game.
Yeah, got to have it.
They kicked your asses.
Yeah, we don't got time to let – we can't let nothing slide.
Yeah.
You got to have that.
No, we owe them one.
Here's where we're at, Spike. I know we're a long way away from the playoffs, but I'm thinking about the number one seed.
Yeah.
I want to host the NFC Championship game here. So you can't give games away.
Jack,
gave one away to the damn Giants.
Jack, would you like to make a Jalen statement before we get going here?
Yeah, so I took one of Walker's diapers for the game, and it was full by the end. Having to watch Jalen and Carson? Oh, that hurt. That hurt. Yeah, no, ate a bunch of crow for lunch here. And listen, I don't know. He was fine. No, I'm just kidding. He was special. And I tell you what, it's refreshing to come in here today and react to a win. It was getting, even for my standards, miserable the last three weeks or three days of the show last week.
We're not used to that.
No.
Yeah.
No. So it was a big win. He put on the cape. And listen, the reality is he's going to have to do that more because of what you guys said about running the ball. And like
the defense wasn't great yesterday. I mean, they got the pick six, but I thought they moved the ball pretty well. Carson moved the ball pretty well. I know that's a pretty good quarterback on the other side, so it's tough to stop that kind of guy. Well, but if they had someone else out there, or you start thinking about like Baker or Goff, I don't know how that goes.
Well, I would say
we've seen Baker. We know how that goes.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I know.
The one thing. The one thing the defense has done – well, yeah, right. Please stop. They did the same thing to the Rams. They held the Rams to field goals instead of touchdowns. Yep. That was the one thing the defense did well yesterday was get a couple of turnovers and hold them to field goals.
Hey, man, this defense is – I don't know what this defense is.
Opportunistic.
Yeah, I don't know what this defense is, man.
It's nice to see N'Kobe out there. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus starts us off. Corey, you're on WIP.
Hey, boy, look, man. I told y'all on Friday. You talking about did I believe? I saw it coming.
Stop. We're sending the police to your house for a lie detector.
Is it hope or is it belief? I told you. I said, listen, the quarterback, he know we've been criticizing. Me, I've been tough on him. He said he won't watch this. Told y'all, man. I told y'all. Look, Jalen, great. You know what I'm saying? The receiver's great. Hey, whenever Smitty see the Vikings, look at them stats. That dude, that's like free 99 when he see them. Because I think he done got a couple 100-plus, 150-plus games versus them. Right? Let's talk about the quarterback real quick. King of the North, right? Whenever y'all talking about Goff and all these guys, who the best division, AFC, NFC North? Whenever he step on the field versus them Bulls, he ain't got
9-0.
Yeah. No L. So, you know, I don't care who it is. Green Bay Filet, you know what I'm saying? Don't matter. You know what I'm saying? Jalen Hurts. I told y'all, have no fear when Jalen Hurts is here. You know what I'm saying? So, look, who else we need to talk about? The coaching yesterday. Petullo, I like what y'all was doing. Chris Sims, last week you told us that the quarterback didn't want the offense changed, right? You was talking. You know what I'm saying? You had all these quotes everywhere. It is different.
Play somebody in the building told him. Yeah, somebody in the building told him.
Oh, yeah, it only took 2 years.
So somebody there snitching. See? And that's why Petullo said, watch this. We understand her. You know what I'm saying? Play action, roll out, boom. You know what I'm saying? So whoever running their mouth, the janitor, whoever, keep your mouth shut. You know what I'm saying? Because you heard him say, no more L's, right? No more losses is coming. Saquon Barkley, come on, man. I need you to do a little something. Offensive line, Stalin Community College, I need y'all to step up y'all's game, man. We got Brett Toast out there in my ladder. When you come on after the show, I don't want to hear one block away. I need you to make your blocks, buddy.
Just start blocking.
Come on, man. Yeah. I don't know what y'all doing. We got to figure something out with this offensive line. Because I'm not used to this. You know, we used to good on the line. On the defensive side of the ball, we ain't getting no pressure. You had walking to him out there. You know what I'm saying? He's throwing out routes every time. Like, you know, the defense had me a little worried.
I was like,
worried.
Is Keeley going to ever cover this out route?
Exactly. Hey, what's crazy is that, you know,
Jordan Addison must have called 8 out routes.
Well, there's a reason that Vic Fangio is like, you know what, Adoree Jackson is a way better option than Keeley Ringo. I don't think
Keeley can't play. No, they weren't testing that on Adoree. Adoree played, like, he played okay in the first little bit of time. He got knocked out. He was all right. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I ain't going to give him too much praise, but, you know, he was okay. But Keeley, I think Bennett can come back this week. I need to see Bennett play a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what he eligible to come back. Because, you know, hurt. We got to keep carrying this thing. You know what I'm saying? We got to keep being Superman. You know what I'm saying? You know, so I don't want to hear nothing. Chris Sims, take him out of that inside of the year ranking. Don't want to hear.
He had a good run.
You never know if he calls this. All right.
Jackson,
all right, Corey.
Cataboo. Y'all's ass coming this week. We got something for y'all this week. I'll let y'all.
All right. One quick note on
this defense better get it together.
Jackson
Dart is out there throwing darts still.
One interesting thing on them being under center. There was an older tweet from Jimmy Kemsky about Brett Toth, and this was, I guess it was during training camp. Apparently, Brett Toth is really bad at snapping the ball into shotgun, and maybe they did it some with Cam Jurgens in there as well, but I who knows if that had an effect on how much they were under center after Jurgens went out.
Yeah.
Because I think Jurgens was out before halftime, wasn't he?
Yeah.
You know,
well, it took me a while to even notice that he was out. Because did he get injured on the field and did they stop the game for him or something?
I don't think they stopped him.
Yeah, it's like, I didn't realize he was out.
Well, it was a bunch of moving parts yesterday because Fred was in at random points.
Oh, was
it? Fred Johnson played?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I didn't even realize that.
I thought he was in for, like, lane on one play, and then they went jumbo package a lot with him in there. I was like, where's Fred Johnson?
Well, you know, the other tight ends are so bad at run blocking. Maybe,
right, you got to put the whole line in there.
Yeah.
Right, that's a good adjustment.
Yeah.
I like that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.